This is the post show for Hi James and Sue podcast episode 58.
58, right on.
58.
We're approaching our age of retirement here pretty soon. You'll start collecting your check from the government.
Oh my God, I wish.
I'm not eating at Luby's every day.
That 800 smackers a month would be so welcomed right now. We take care of our elderly in America. America. We fear change. So, what we're going to do on this podcast post show is finish up the questions from the mail sack for episode 58. Let's see. Who's clickety clacking? What's all the clacking?
I'm typing out on a tablet here. I'm transcribing the whole podcast as we go, but I'm practicing my cuneiform on
your Phoenician cuneiform.
No. Sorry, I was texting.
Oh shit. Hey, I gotta ask the chat room real quick. Whoever has the show notes, please email me. Thanks. Do need to I'm just chatting with people now. I shouldn't do that. Okay, so the first question that we didn't answer. This is from Sid Kane. Favorite movie trilogy and why? And I think that means you actually have to like the whole trilogy. I'm going to go ahead and rule out Lord of the Rings because that's just the obvious answer.
Then I have no answer.
There's been no other three. What about original Indiana Jones trilogy?
Yeah, but that's duh.
Okay, so
okay, back to the future. What?
Yeah, if you can't say Indy and you can't say Lord of the Rings, Back to the Future is probably about as pure of an answer as you're going to get.
It's funny. You know, I like all the movies. Fuck you. I don't give a shit what anyone thinks. I like all the movies. I like all of them.
All the
Back to the Futures?
Yeah. I mean,
you have to. It's one movie.
No,
the third one does not suck. The third one's got the best story of any of them.
The whole motherfucking trilogy is awesome. Despite the temporal holes it has.
Oh no! Still, don't even think about that because it's just like a big fucking sugary dessert.
Just
you know it's bad for you.
Yeah, just suspend this disbelief and enjoy the sugary sweetness.
Every facet of all three of those movies is perfect. Like they're just fucking perfect. They are hilarious. There's action. For the time, the effects were really good.
You can identify with a lot of the things that Marty is dealing with, the other, you know, characters.
Oh, dude, yeah, when he says it's heavy, you know. I'm like, this shit is heavy, man. This shit is fucking heavy.
Why is everything so heavy in the future?
Is there a problem with gravity?
Something
wrong with the gravitational pull.
Okay, honestly, the only one of them that can stand alone is the first one, though. And had they never made a second one, the first one is a fantastic movie with more plot holes than are humanly imaginable. But there's a really funny one article that Chris Hardwick wrote. I think he wrote it for Wired.com, maybe? Or maybe he put it on his blog about all the things that were wrong with Back to the Future, like technology-wise and like plot hole-wise. First of all, the whole fact that if you think about it, George McFly sat there and watched as Biff Tannen tried to rape his wife-to-be. Okay? So Biff Tannen's a rapist. He tried to rape the woman. Like, that was his deal. And then later, he hires Biff to detail his car. Like, wouldn't you be like, you'd be like, hey, Mr. McFly, can I detail your car? And you'd be like, aren't you the guy that tried to rape my wife? Yeah, but I really hadn't raped anybody in a while.
Yeah, but
you're the only guy I know in Lion Estates, and I really need the work.
Somebody who rapes is probably very detail oriented, so I'd probably want them to detail my car.
That's terrible what you said.
Yeah. I don't know
secondly,
how I feel about that.
That Marty changes his entire past and he shows up and from that moment on, he's going to have to fake it like he remembers his entire life.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Because he doesn't remember, like, the last 17 years. He has no idea what's happened.
Because he's like, my truck? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, what this? Oh, my fucking
like,
this, my
he
that.
He might have a job to show up to. He might have fucking killed somebody. Like, he has no idea.
All of a sudden, he's got, like, super straight A's. He's got, like, he's into all this shit. He's like, oh, man, I don't want to do all this crap.
I'm a pig fucker now. He fucks pigs now. So, and then, the run that the DeLorean had to do to hit the lightning bolt wasn't that long. So why didn't they just get a giant fucking extension cord and hook it up to the lightning rod so that it didn't matter when the lightning struck, you know?
Because that's inflation. Boring.
I know, I'm just saying. There's a lot of holes, but it's a great movie.
Boring.
Now, inflation, that cord would have cost a fortune back then.
That's true, and they didn't have a lot of copper back then.
Right.
Oh, also,
no, they actually have
I suppose in the future you can just walk into any corner store and get some plutonium.
You can now, actually. Actually, that's probably who you'd have to buy it from. That was another point. How the fuck did Doc Brown get a hold of the Libyans? They didn't have an internet. He can't be posting ads in the fucking Penny Saver for, like, looking for plutonium! Libyans inquire!
Well, who knows with that? Who knows what kind of connections that guy has, you know? He's part of the Science Guild, you know, or some shit.
Okay. Underground letter writing.
You get the newsletter, you know, in the back. They're classifieds.
And then there was
Libya,
another
ISO scientist need bomb.
There was another big ass. Oh, what was it? There would never in a million years be any way to hook up a 1985 VCR to a 1955 TV.
Yeah, that was total bullshit.
There's no chance.
There's no fucking way.
But it's still best movie ever. The third one. If you badmouth the third one, I'd punch you right in the face.
I love the third one.
What a great movie
that
is. That movie's so fucking terrific.
It's so rad.
It's great.
Especially to see when Doc is there, and basically Doc, like, when he's talking about, maybe I should have been to a different time or whatever and all that shit, and he basically ends up, you know, by fate, back in the Old West, and where he's a badass.
Yeah,
you know,
he's the smartest
guy
in the world.
Yeah, he used to be a fuck up, like failed, you know, crack ass scientist, and now he's like, he's so the shit.
Eli, are you on the midnight taco train to Georgia?
Yeah,
because I'm hearing some definite crunching.
Midnight taco time, Georgia.
Yeah, I got
leaving.
That sounds like Barry Gibb singing that.
Midnight taco train to Georgia.
I have a trilogy that
I punch you in the face.
Go ahead.
The Karate Kid trilogy.
That is not a trilogy, and only the first one was good, and the rest were terrible.
Dude, the second one, he meets his ultimate match.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
No, he wasn't in the second one.
That was the second one?
No, that wasn't.
First one.
That's the first one. What are you talking about?
The second one was when they're in Okinawa, right?
Oh, that one
right.
Sucks.
He meets his ultimate challenge.
Yeah, it sucks dick. That was his challenge, was to suck a cock, and he failed.
And then the third one is essentially the first one. The first one's good, so there you go.
The third one doesn't even have Daniel in it. It has fucking Hilary Swank.
Oh.
Those are horrible. And she raises a bird.
I didn't mean Karate Kid. I meant American Ninja.
Oh, what are you talking about?
They're all kind of the same.
What about the first three Rambo?
Yes, actually... The fourth is awesome, so yes.
That's not in the trilogy, that's a quadrilogy.
Rocky.
Yeah.
Rocky 1, 2, 3, that's not a trilogy. We can only talk movies that stopped at 3.
So, alright, 2, 3, 4 of Rocky.
Let's see, I'm looking up the sweep the leg quotes.
He fights all of Russia.
Kreese says, sweep the leg. Do you have a problem with that? No, Sensei. No mercy. That's so great.
Oh, I saw there was a Saturday Night Live rerun that had the main dude from The Hangover. And he does a bit where he dresses up as older version of that guy with the blonde hair. He looks
exactly like Johnny.
Yeah.
Who's in The Hangover besides Zach Galifianakis? Ed Helms,
the main
right?
guy. It's
the main guy.
Charlie something or.
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know who he is. The main
either.
Guy. The slim...
He's the pretty boy.
I guess
yeah,
I don't
the pretty
know
boy. Well, whatever. I guess he's like on whatever shows, whatever. But they put a blonde wig on him, and he looked exactly like that guy.
Is
and
he
he was
that guy?
hosting a show. He was hosting a show of old, like 80s bad guys roundtable discussion. So it was him.
Oh yeah.
It was
Was
him
Drago
and.
there?
Oh, you know what? I did see that. That was
Yeah,
pretty damn good.
it
Was
was Drago
him.
there?
What?
The guy isn't it named Drago or Draco from Rocky? I must break you.
No. I'm talking
No,
about the
Drago, and that's no.
Drago. Yeah, if it's
Drug.
80s bad guys, Drago has to be there.
Well, no, he wasn't
No,
there.
he's not there.
It
Oh,
was.
I saw that. It was douchebag guys. It wasn't like villains. It was like douchey blonde guys.
No, it was villains because it was Sweep the Leg Johnny, Hans Gruber from Die
Oh,
Hard.
okay, never mind. Gruber was
It
so
had the
shitty.
chick from the star
Diplomatic
Basic
immunity.
Instinct. Yeah, it was the chick from Basic
I guess I
Instinct.
didn't see that.
And and fucking Miggs from fucking Silence of the Lambs. Was that a big
What?
fat person?
That's not Miggs. That's Buffalo Bill.
Whatever. I don't know what his
James
name is, but
Gum.
yeah.
How did I miss that?
It was good. It was really funny.
What is that guy's name?
Yeah, what's his name? Fucking the guy who does all the
Eddie
impressions.
Glover. Was she a big fat person?
Yeah, that was so good.
What are you, about a size 14? You help me with this couch? I was listening to the I Love Movies podcast with Doug Weed Smoker, what's his name?
Right. Doug Benson.
Doug Benson. And
Oh.
he was talking about how that movie really hurt it for guys that actually do need help putting a couch in their van. Like, no one's ever gonna believe a crazy guy that needs help putting a couch in his van now. Because they're like,
Done.
no, you're gonna cut my skin off, wear me like a suit. Never mind. I thought that was funny.
Oh,
Bradley
Bradley
Cooper.
Cooper.
Bradley
Yeah.
Cooper. Okay, I have no idea who that is, so I'm gonna look up Bradley Cooper SNL.
Yep, it's on
Okay.
there. Bad guys, good conversation is the name of the bit.
What the fuck? I don't remember this at all.
It was good. It was pretty damn funny.
Right, I'll look at it later. Okay, I have seen this because I've seen him in that jacket. He does look like that guy.
Yeah, and the fucking
God
cameraman
damn.
is his sensei, is the dude in the black, and he's got his
Do we have a
arms
problem with
crossed.
that?
You have a problem with that, Mr. Whatever? No, sensei.
No mercy.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, cool. Firefox just locked up, so now I can't look at it. Awesome. I'm gonna have to go ahead and close Firefox. Okay, so somebody read the next. Do you still have the questions open?
Yeah. I'm leaving for a trip in a few hours, and I was hoping, and I'm hoping like hell that nothing goes wrong. Any travel related horror stories?
Getting my hand locked in a Ford Bronco. Oh, I already told that one.
Oh yeah. I don't really have any travel horror stories, other
You
than
ever
when I
had a
have to travel home.
trip go horribly wrong?
Hey, bada bing.
Oh, hey. Bada bing indeed.
No, not really.
Yeah, I can't say I've had a especially like horrendous experience
We
either with travel.
our
I mean,
honeymoon, our
weird
honey,
shit,
our
but
honeymoon
been
was in
delayed, but
our
whatever.
honeymoon was at Disney World in Florida. It was a week long. We had 2.5 days that were beautiful, and then on the third day, the worst hurricane to hit Florida in 70 years hit,
Sweet.
and it was the first time they had shut down Orlando Disney World like since it opened. Closed the entire park. And we just hung out
It
in the
was
hotel.
all downhill from
And
there.
everyone's like, hey, it's your honeymoon. Go to your hotel. Get it? And I'm like, yeah, that's fucking great. We spent $6,000 to be here. We can fuck for free at home. I wanna go fucking Magic Kingdom. Like, suck it.
So they put you all inside Spaceship Earth.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just rolled it away.
Just floated out in the Gulf of Mexico for a few days.
We were out there for weeks. I
Ride the
went to
wave.
a family a family cab. We had a lake house for a while when I was little. We'd go every couple of years, and apparently it was on septic. And since people didn't go there but like once every 2 years, the septic system was ruined. And so my grandma literally comes up to me when I'm like 10 and goes, "Oh, honey, don't put any toilet paper at all in the trash in the toilet. You can only flush liquid." And I'm like, "Where am I supposed to put the toilet paper?" And she's like, "In the trash can." And I'm like, "Excuse me?" And I'm thinking in my head, "You want my shits in the trash can?" So I did not shit for a week.
Oh,
because I was fucking terrified of that.
Good call. Good call, even if that messed up your insides.
Yeah, no, I was bad for like weeks after that. But yeah, it was undoable. It was like a little dainty bathroom trash can. I'm like, there's no way I'm putting shits in that.
Had like a doily on it. And
yeah,
shit.
Are you people doing that? I don't think anyone shit that whole week. Like maybe people were going and hanging their ass over the dock or something. I don't know, but I definitely didn't shit.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You made the right call.
That's
the hijinks right call.
Yeah,
of the
that's
week.
Like that's like the moment where I get a Snickers or whatever.
Make the call.
Need a little timeout? It's like you gotta put your shits in the trash can. Need a timeout and enjoy a Snickers. God damn it. I don't know. I don't travel all that much, honestly. So
I've traveled. I've been delayed and like by half an hour, 2 hours, but I mean it's not like, oh god, you know, it's not
yeah,
like
I've missed a flight even, but it wasn't even that bad. I'll tell you what, getting home from Florida was nearly impossible. Sure. After that hurricane, all the airports were closed. Fucking planes had turned over. Like, airplanes had been flipped by the hurricane. It looked like after shit. A fucking, like, it was like a riot after a fucking Super Bowl or some shit. Like, it was.
I thought you say OJ.
Yes, it was just like OJ was a hurricane and he had just
laid waste.
Yeah. And
rock you like an OJ.
So we call the airport and we're like, "Yeah, I just want to make sure that my flight's canceled." And they're like, "All flights are canceled." And I was like, "For how long?" "For always. Like, until we know anything different, all flights are canceled." I was like, "Okay, cool. But I don't have a hotel starting tomorrow." And they're like, "Yeah, get one." And I was like, "I just got married and I don't have any money. And I'm in fucking Florida. And I don't know anybody in Florida. And I don't have a car. And I need a plane out of here." And we were on the phone for, I don't know, it was probably 4 hours. And they finally were like, "Can you get to Tampa?" And I was like, "No." They're like, "Because if you get to Tampa, there's a guy with a mule, and he can mule you to like the next city, and they have a helicopter, and they can fly you to Houston, and then you can walk home." And like, it was all this shit of like trying to make travel arrangements. And then finally they found us one seat on like the last plane that survived to get out of fucking Orlando. That was pretty terrible. There were holes in the roof of the airport, and water was just pouring in.
That wasn't a ride?
No, that was not part of Disney World.
No.
That wasn't like it's a fucked up world or anything like that. Also, on the way there, this dude went fucking nuts in security, like screaming and freaking out. "I'm a person. You can't treat me like this. Oh, god damn it!" Like losing his mind. And I'm like, "Bro, you're going to end up in the Al-Qaeda room real quick here. Like, I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying it's going to happen."
Like, that was before Al-Qaeda.
No, it was not.
Uh-oh.
This was 2003. This was hyper-tension terror time.
Oh.
The red zone.
And he's like, I'm like, "Dude, you're going to go away and no one's ever going to hear from you ever again if you don't calm the fuck down." But anyway, I don't know. Okay, so next question. Reading the questions. I saw this list from Wired. It was ways to start geek arguments. I don't know if I really care about any of these, but one of them was like Mac, Windows, or Linux. I don't really want to argue that. That seems dumb.
That's a real fight.
Yeah, whatever. and it honestly, the people that, like, I would staunchly say, having used Mac and Windows, I'll never go back to Windows ever again. Just never will. It's like night and fucking day for me. But at the same time, I don't want to have that argument with a Windows guy. I just don't care, you know?
Yeah.
People that like the Ewoks, That's pretty terrible. Yeah, these aren't good. I don't care about this. Okay, let's
no,
see.
that's just like stereotype.
Yeah, it's stereotypical geek arguments. It's not even really good arguments.
What was that? I missed that last part.
Nothing. What do you think about the new Conan Tonight show?
Double A plus thumbs up.
I think he's doing great, honestly.
He's doing pretty good, but you know what? God damn it, you can see it, and he even kind of owned up to it just with one of his last skits about having to... He's kind of trying to do some Leno-esque type jokes to kind of... Hey, we can... You know, it's the same stuff, people, you older fucks.
Like, don't leave.
You can watch my show, too. Don't be sad that Leno's gone, you know?
God, Leno's jokes
were
so
bad. We don't want you changing over to Letterman, you know? So... Sometimes it's like, okay, that was kind of dumb, you know.
Dude, I've only seen maybe 3 Leno shows in my life. I've caught a few of his monologues before turning him off, and it's like, dude, you're literally just fucking doing puns. Like,
yeah, that's
you're doing
all it
15
is.
15 minutes of puns.
Because old people, like, they think it's cute, you know.
Like,
well, yeah,
Leno is doing goddamn fucking Michael Jackson jokes like 10 years after the fact. Like, it'd be like doing an OJ joke now, like. It's just, it's so far behind the times, and it's so easy. The jokes are so fucking bland.
Well, that's why I made the Twitter comment about the night that he was about to start. I was like, I finally get the Tonight Show for our generation, finally.
Yeah.
Because it really is. And did you see the episode the other night where he did the, where he got into the old person makeup?
Like, yeah, and he did the focus group testing. That's exactly
focus
what
testing.
I was talking about. Because he says, like, well, as you know, we have to read, you know, the Tonight Show is typically an older audience, so we did some work to try to see, you know, what if we had to make some changes to our show. And he's playing them, like, the most, like, awesome clips from his old show to these people. And he's sitting there dressed in really good makeup. And he's sitting there, and he's like, what do you think of this? This is, you know, we're considering this guy for the new host of the Tonight Show. Let's take some, you know, thing. And people are saying, oh, I think he's psychotic. And, like, he's a terrible man. I don't know if I would want
anyone
to
watch him.
Yeah, that's disgusting and gross. You know, literally, it's just old folks. And they're just like,
this
no.
is the kind of show that somebody who watches porno
yeah.
and is violent would watch.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Did you
I
ever
mean,
see the
right.
same thing when they did focus groups for Family Guy and Seth MacFarlane hosted it or whatever?
And they didn't know who he was, so he's like, what would you say? What do you think? Would you recommend the show that for children? And they're like, oh, no.
Oh, God, no. Oh, it's terrible.
Like,
it's
this
horrible.
Is the kind of show that's ruining children and this and that.
And then
it's
like,
terrible.
And you always go, what do you watch? And she's like, oh, like The View. It's like... Okay.
Well, I watch American Idol, and you know, I watch the Maury Povich and the People's Court.
Right, exactly. The Maury Povich. You know, fucking Katie Couric was on Stewart.
That's Judy.
Was on Stewart last night, and first of all, she's 52. I had no idea. Second of all, he was talking. He really kind of gave it to her hard about like not letting up on the joke that. Her kind of news is dying and that no one watches CBS. And like she said that actually their median age viewer for the CBS nightly news, which has 6 million viewers every night, is 62.
Yep.
60 fucking two. Is
there's still a lot of old people out there.
Average. And I'm like, holy shit, dude, that means no matter what you report on, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Because
yeah.
if you're only telling it to people that are going to be dead in 10 to 20 years, then you can't possibly be affecting the world around you.
That's yeah, nuts. I don't know.
And she's oh, John, people now, the young kids, they get all their news from you. And he's like, oh, stop it. And I'm like, no, that's true. Like, why can't the news be entertaining? Why does it have to suck?
Yeah, and it's too bad that I don't dislike Letterman, but it's too bad that he's still on the air because he's causing Conan O'Brien to – it's affecting his show because he can't lose people to that show, which is a big thing right now.
And in the ratings for this first week, Conan dominated. And then just like, I guess, this past Tuesday or Wednesday, Letterman actually broke that streak. And like, he had the majority of viewers that for his show that night.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it had to do with the Palin thing. But, you know, that's just helping him out.
The Palin thing? What?
Oh, he cracked some jokes earlier in the week in his monologue about apparently Sarah Palin and her family visited New York. And he was talking about that, and his whole top 10 was things that, you know, about New York that that top 10 things that Sarah Palin and family did in New York or fucking whatever they thought was the most interesting. And one of the jokes was that they went to a Yankees game, and during the seventh inning stretch, her daughter got knocked up by Alex Rodriguez. And everyone's like, yeah, right ass, ha ha ha, it's funny, whatever. You know, but she got pissed, and she's like, what the fuck? And she used it as an opportunity to get herself some attention.
Hey, Paul, it's because her daughter's a whore. yeah, Dave.
So, they got she said, no, fuck that. David Letterman is a disgusting old man. It wasn't Bristol that was with me. It was my 14-year-old daughter. And so the 62-year-old man is making jokes about people raping my 14-year-old daughter. I don't appreciate that.
They should not be having babies till they're at least 16.
Right. And she made a stink, and he actually came out and said, you know what? I apologize. We never intended to do anything like that about your youngest daughter, whatever. But you know what? Hey, why don't you and your family come on out to the show? We'll fly you out to the show, and we'll have a good time, and it'll all be good. You know, I didn't mean to. And he's like, I'm taking it seriously. Like, yeah, okay. We didn't know it was just your youngest daughter, so we didn't mean it to be like that. And she said, no, fuck you.
Wow.
And now it's like,
she's a cunt anyway.
She said, fuck me? Well, I'm David Letterman. Let's fucking dance.
Yeah.
And there are already people writing about, oh, yeah, this is why you don't fuck with late-night TV show hosts if you're a politician. Because they will bury you. It's been going on since there has been late night TV or even radio shows. You know,
did you see Joel McHale from The Soup on Conan?
Yeah.
Did you notice how uncomfortable Conan was that McHale kept like bashing celebrities, and Conan had this look on his face like, shit, I gotta be nice because these people are my bread and butter, like from here on out.
Yeah, I mean, he had Eddie Murphy, like, and even he was saying, like, tomorrow night we have a great show, we have the Eddie Murphy, and he's like, I've never met the man, and I'm really excited, like, holy shit, like, you know.
I read an article that he's actually getting preferential treatment from NBC as far as guests go over Leno, that he will get the first dibs on A-list stars before Leno, because, you know, they could do either, I guess.
Yeah.
And they're trying to boost his show.
Leno's variety show that he's coming out.
I am not in any way interested in knowing what that show is about. I don't give a shit.
It's going to be for old people. It's going to be like the fucking Lawrence Welk show.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, because after you finish up at Luby's, you head home, you watch Leno, then you go to bed.
You go to bed at
10 o'clock.
Yeah. It's from 7 to 8, isn't it? Isn't it really early or something?
No,
it's 9 to 10.
Right before the news.
Central time.
Isn't it 9 to 10?
Yeah, it's 9 to 10. Central
9 to 10, that's news, then Conan.
You know what sucks about Leno is whenever I see him not trying to do comedy, he seems like a really genuine, nice guy. Whenever he's on like a car show
Have you ever been to his website?
Science Channel or Discovery Channel or whatever. He seems like a really cool guy that knows a lot about cars and has a real passion for them. And he
turns into a different person. When he's talking about cars, he's like this like scholar.
Yeah, and he knows everything. He restores steam-powered cars.
He's
a garage with like 500 cars in it. Then he does these horrible, horrible one-liners and puns. And looks like Michael Jackson back in the news. Like, no, just fuck you, shut up, you're terrible. I've never laughed at anything he said.
Yeah, Conan O'Brien, awesome thus far. It's kind of funny because I've been recording it just about every night, and I usually watch his monologue and his first bit. And if there's somebody interesting on, I'll watch it. But after that, I'm pretty much done. And it's all mostly because
I like him better than celebrities.
Did you see Conando?
Yes. Yeah, I saw that. That was awesome.
What was it called? Noches de Passion. Or what was it?
The name of
that damn... The telenovela.
Yeah, he
That
like
was
had it.
good shit.
That was good.
That was true to Carson form. I mean, I
Yeah.
know he did skits before on his own show, on his old show, but like, man, Carson would always be that. He started doing the skits. He invented that, really. I
He
mean,
was really good at that too.
yeah.
Huh. Also, he also admitted that his background for the monologue is Super Mario.
Oh yeah, that was great. They superimposed a
That
Super
was
Mario
great.
map.
That's just awesome. Let's do the last question because we've been going about half an hour now. Since he's not here, I'd be happy to answer for him. This is from Mr. World. How does Josh justify being such a net pirate when he works in the video game industry? It's because he's a hypocrite. So there you go. I mean, it's just that simple.
Next question.
No, that's it.
Oh,
He's a fucking
yeah.
hypocrite. He is a gay hypocrite.
And he's listening to this because he probably found a way to get around the password.
Oh, of course he did. There's actually a really simple way to do it, and a few people have pointed it out, and I'm like, yeah, but if you're going to try and rip me off, then you probably don't give a shit anyway, so what's it matter? They're like, oh
Just
no,
like Joe.
you need to lock that shit down, and I'm like, yeah, I don't care. I don't fucking care. So anyway, that's the end of the post show. Thanks for your donations, thanks for your subscriptions, thanks for listening. Thanks again to Eli and to Alex.
Go suck a sausage.
Dos Mexicans de sausage.
Muertos
Oh, okay.
en fuego.
Dos hombres en fuego.
Arriba.
That was really enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me find the button to stop the recording. I can't seem to find. And
we're done.